This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
How we doing, sir?
Doing wonderful, buddy. It's good to be here, man.
Absolutely. Good to have you in. We had Miggy come in and do a live Sports Minute not too long ago, and now we get to see your beautiful face. Look at you.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you coming in.
I had to come in here and congratulate you on your now fiance.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, big news. Engaged now and ready to go. Hopefully married within the next year or so. And we're ready to go. So I appreciate that.
Of course, buddy.
I appreciate that. So you ready to dive into the sports world now?
Let's do it, buddy.
Give us a heads up. What should we look forward to this weekend? What's going on?
Well, there is so much going on that it's kind of ridiculous. We have a monster college football slate, but the one and only Harris English, Baylor's finest, will be playing in the Ryder Cup. We're going to be playing at Bethpage Black up in New York. It's always known as one of the hardest courses to play. Okay. It's U.S., it's Europe. It's going to be just a fun freaking time up there, and it's like kind of a rally system. It's, you know, it's kind of a wild fanfare.
Sure.
Then you have one of the most massive slates in college football.
Yes.
A small little rivalry you might have heard of. It's Georgia versus Alabama.
Yeah, just a little one.
Just a little one. very confused as far as some of the things going on in the Vegas world. They have that as a very close matchup, and if you've watched college ball, you're like, that's sneaky. This is going to be a good game. This is going to be such a good one. And then you got Penn State versus Oregon. That's another game that you got two, in my opinion, top five teams
right
going against each other that night. Whiteout, Penn State. Can they do it? The whole thing. It's all the, like, how good is this team? How bad is this team? So, I mean, it's just loaded. And the sneaky great game of the day is going to be LSU Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like 10 others.
And then, it doesn't stop. I mean.
Exactly. So it's just like, let's just keep watching ball all day. I can't wait for Georgia-Bama because that's one of those that is Kirby going to get over the Bama hump? I know he's got him once, but it's like, he didn't get him last year. Are you going to get him again this year? So now, I'm willing to see like a Georgia team take over the SEC again in a full manner now, beating Bama, getting over that hump. Tennessee's got a tough one going down to Mississippi State. They're a lot better than we thought they were. I thought they were going to be a trash team. Talked about it at the beginning of the year. I was like, I don't think they're getting three wins, Gino. They beat Arizona State. Now I'm like, they could beat us. They could beat us this weekend. We got two quarters down in Vol Nation, so I don't know what the heck we're going to do.
So, how has, real quick, the vibe so far on the season? We're a few games in now. How has been everything going just overall? Has it been kind of not as expected?
For Tennessee?
Just in college football in general.
Okay, for college football, I've missed on a few things. So I'll go ahead and admit that.
Sure.
I had a bad Gutter Stockton take. They talked about me in pretty bad terms in the Atlanta area on sports radio. So that one missed. But overall, this has been a really good season.
Yeah.
A lot of teams that can beat anybody. A lot of teams that can lose to anybody. It's not a perfect formula like we've had where this dominant Alabama team, there's no Nick Saban here. Mm-hmm. Kirby's got a great team. Watching them, you're like, they're probably the best team in the country. There's like four or five up in the north that are freaking good as well.
Sure.
So we'll find out a lot this weekend because that Oregon-Penn State might set up for who's the best in the Big Ten.
Okay.
And then you still got to run through Ohio State.
There we go. Looking forward to it. Again, Chatted Up Sports. Make sure you follow their podcast on all social media platforms, keeping you guys up to date on everything that's happening, college football and more. You guys have anything planned for the podcast coming up?
We're going live. We have episode 150 tonight, brother.
Oh, my
gosh. About 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Catch us on everywhere. We're going to try all sorts of places, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want to find us at, Chatted Up Sports, man.
150, that's pretty great, man.
It feels crazy. I looked at it today, and I was topping it out and breaking the show, and I was like, whoa.
That's really great because there's so many podcasts out there, obviously. We know this, right? Mm-hmm. Podcast is a thing to do. Not many can get past that three-digit mark. You guys are at 150 now, so congratulations. That's something worth being proud of.
Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, felt good. We've really been building this football season. We've crushed. We've added some good people, and a lot of good turning of the leaf.
Excellent. Chatted Up Sports. We're linked up on hits96.com. And remember, you can get the Sports Minute every Tuesday and Thursday right here on Hits 96. Chase Green in the building. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
It's Hits 96.